Simon Pitney.
Hello.
Hello. There he's back. He's back.
Wonderful voice.
I'm with Stuart Hoare and Simon Pitney. We're in a different pub. It's not Henry's.
It's a bit louder.
It's a bit louder. You probably can't hear us, but...
If you can.
Simon, Everton have won a game, and we need your reaction on the show. So, talk to us. That's it. That's where we cut. That's just where we cut. They won a game.
About fucking time. Well, I can't say fucking too.
Still knocking on the door.
about bleeping time. But good news is we're above Liverpool.
And next game after the yep. international break, which is coming up obviously this week,
Merseyside derby.
Oh, that's a massive game.
So we beat them. We're where's 4 points above them.
Is it at Everton or is it at Liverpool?
Good question. Don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's at Goodison because you've just played away and Liverpool just played at home.
Yeah, true. But what I'd like to see is last year, both Merseyside derby, Everton were better than Liverpool and somehow managed to lose both of them. So I think we're due a win. That'd be great. So we're starting to move up the table.
Surely,
fantastic.
If they get brought out, they're going to have that feel-good factor of being brought out, financial guarantee and stuff. I mean,
they're Liverpool.
You have got to worry because there is a feel-good factor. If there's a new manager comes in or a new owner, there's certain things about a club which will sort of like boost them.
They're Liverpool. They wallow in being... upset. I mean, all right, I'm not going to be controversial and say anything about Hillsborough, but you know, it's Liverpool.
Shit.
But come on, just not get over it, but come on, stop being so miserable about things. So feel good factor rubbish. They'll just moan about the fact the guy hasn't got Roman Abramovich's money. Also, whilst I'm in a bit of a vengeful mood.
Oh, you're not, are you?
Ben Arthur. Oh, you broke your leg, did you? That's a shame. Gutted. Welcome to English football.
He didn't break his leg. Fucking some bloke broke it for him. De Jong broke it for him. He didn't break his leg. Wasn't walking down the road and oh, I broke my leg. Someone fucking steamed into him and broke it for
nine
him.
And if it was Nigel De Jong's my new favourite player. If I had a fantasy team, it would be De Jong's Bruisers.
1-11.
Yeah.
1-11.
Anyway, I'm sorry I haven't been with you, but I've been kind of away. Everton moving up, which is fantastic. Going to beat Liverpool and Merseyside derby.
Jamie Mackie, 8 goals in the Champions
League. Yeah, fucking Jamie bloody Mackie. Good. I hope to speak to you all soon. Bye.
Of course.